Seated Coast Salish Territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca. You can also listen to us through the new app for Android or iOS. And, of course, you can find all the podcasts created for and by mankind at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to 13 Goats. They are from Vancouver here in Canada. And we listened to their brand new single, A Wolf in Shepherd's Clothing. Before that, we listened to a couple of songs from Balfreya. They are from Montreal in Quebec, Canada. We listened to the song The Rise. And before that, we listened to Dawn of Reckoning. Both of them part of their brand new album, Dawn of Reckoning, precisely. And we started the set with our guests tonight, Supermodel Taxidermy from Fort McMurray in Alberta, Canada. And we listened to the song Subliminal, which is part of their brand new album, At What Cost? And speaking about our guests, let's try to see if technology cooperates and we can make a telephonic connection with Sean. All right, so we are here with Sean Maynard from Supermodel Taxidermy, or Taxidermy. What's the correct pronunciation? Sean, thank you for being with us tonight.
It's my pleasure. How are you doing?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm just trying to stay dry. It's pretty wet here in Alberta.
Oh, there you go. Yes, we had 2 days of just, I don't know how many milliliters we got, like 100. So, yes, I hear you when you say that is
sure
red out there.
The fires.
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Let's not get started there. Unfortunately, their time is going to come just like, you know, Led Zeppelin said. So that's very unfortunate. So hopefully not too many this time. But okay. So you're trying to not get too wet over there in Alberta. So that's good. Other than that, you're good?
Yeah, things are good here. We're a busy band at the moment. We've got quite a few shows coming up here. I actually just got off the phone with the promoter from Decimate Metal Fest in Alberta, and we had to turn down a slot. We're that busy.
I see. Yeah, we'll get to all that good stuff for sure. So I guess I usually go in chronological order, so if you don't mind telling us a little bit about the history of the band, you know, how long have you been together, any major, you know, member changes, and I guess how many EPs, LPs you have out there?
Yeah, no problem. I started this project back when COVID was happening. I needed an outlet to just keep myself sane. And at the time, I could not find anybody who wanted to sing my vision or even join in to play because of the restrictions that were put on us. So I just got sick of it and I went to the studio alone, and I had a buddy from high school come in as a session drummer, and between us we finished off the first record that was put out in 2022. It was called A Horror Story. It's a 7-song EP. And from there, once I released that album, that's when it gained some attention. And the guys who who fought to me are still the current guys in the band, and we haven't looked back. Now we're on record number 2. It was released May 31st. It's called At What Cost on Punishment 18 Records, and it is a 10 song, and it's a gray area. I don't know if you call it an EP or an LP. It's a 10 song LP, but it's exactly 30 minutes. So a lot of people will look at EPs as 7 songs or less, but an LP at 40 minutes or above. And we're right in the middle of it, so it's give or take how you want to look at it.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's very funny. Well, it is not funny, sorry. Let me rephrase that. It's very interesting because I just interviewed a local band from Vancouver last week. Well, last week in terms of shows. Not necessarily, time-wise, but they also are in the same kind of frame as you. Like, they have, I think, 8 songs or something, but yeah, the length is not, it's not above, 30 minutes. So that's an interesting question. Like, what is it?
Well, I think it's kind of the way industry standards are heading. I don't meet a lot of people who can sit down and listen to a 45 to an hour record anymore. It seems that in this digital age, we just sift through songs before they're even finished. So the process, like my band thought about, was why extend what we don't have to? We built a record that is so packed full of punches. Anything over, the half an hour we'd given it, we just didn't see justifying it. I'm not sure if that's just an angle that I'm looking at, but it seems to be the way I've noticed things heading.
Yeah, no, I hear you. And you know what? Like this band Necronado from last week, like we were discussing kind of the same thing, and they were like, we can add 4 solos and whatever, and extend the do the chorus thrice, and there's all these things obviously to extend the song, but like, their point was kind of like yours, like what's, if it's not, the main point of the message of the, of the creation part, like why change it?
That's correct. Like, I'm in a crossover band, so it's right in between punk and metal, and some songs don't need a solo. Some songs are just attackful with the lyrics and blistering drums, while other tunes, I do have a couple with a minute long solo, but it's not warranted for everything. And trying to put something into music that doesn't feel natural sometimes doesn't transpire correctly.
No, yeah, absolutely. I hear you. Yes. I guess you can tell, or you can usually tell when you're listening to any kind of music and then suddenly you're like, you're listening, you're like, that doesn't, there's something there that is not, that shouldn't be there. I cannot really point it out per se, but there's something not quite right there.
It's all about feel. You either dig it or you don't, right?
Yes, exactly. Oh, and my goodness, the subjectivity, the interpretation. I mean, that's what I love, art in all forms, music, paintings, cinema, like anything, poetry, whatever, like it's all, obviously you have, you're conveying a specific message, or you're trying to convey a certain message, but, we can receive it on the other end and either get the same message or get something completely different, but it's as awesome as, the original one. So it's just, that's what I like about art. Okay. So in terms of compositions or writing, like is somebody in particular in charge of lyrics, versus riffs, or how does it work for Supermodel Taxidermy?
We don't have a format that we work with every time. I generally will write the songs as the singer and guitarist. I will come to the table with basically a skeleton of what I believe the song should be, and from there we build on it. But there's been instances where, like, my drummer has contributed lyrics to a couple songs on the new album as well. So it's really more of what we come up with as a group, because in this pyramid, like as a three piece, we lean on each other so heavily that if one leg isn't supporting the rest of us, the whole thing falls apart. We are supermodel taxidermy because of who we are. If we had a member change, it wouldn't be the same band, just like anybody else.
No, yeah, that's pretty cool, you know, when you can get to that, I guess, state or to that chemistry, you know, that's very, very, that's super awesome. And yeah, as you said, I mean, if you're only three, then for sure, you know, it will show if one part, one person is not, you know, yes, up there. In terms of the two albums, have them had like kind of a theme in them? The songs were kind of, you know, attached to each other by a string or not necessarily, not really?
With the first album, it was a basically from the first to last song, a personal journey of some experiences that I went through. I had called it a horror story due to just my personal life. I was with somebody at the time and I didn't really see what was going on. And at the end of it, I found out that the prostitution and addiction evolved within the whole realm just really threw me out. Needless to say, the relationship ended, but it put me on a downward spiral, and this album was my way of just releasing it. It was me writing things down just to get them out of my head and to stop reoccurring.
Yes. Yeah, so I was just saying that it might have been a tricky thing to, you know, vent all that out on the first album. I'm sure it wasn't a happy task, but I'm glad that, you know, you got it off your chest in such a great way.
Oh yeah, it was it's the most healthy outlet I could have done, actually. It really hits home when you have people message you and tell you how what you've done has changed their lives from the way they look at things, or it has helped them because of the story they heard you go through. It gives them hope that they can do it themselves. And that's happened to me a few times now, and it's humbling, but it's a great feeling knowing that people can relate to what you go through in life.
No, that's pretty good. That is pretty, pretty good indeed. Okay. So, and what about the second album? Was there any theme there or?
Well, that's our second album, the one we just released May 31st, is, it's called At What Cost. And it basically, I guess you could sum it up that it revolves around death, the cause and effect to the choices that we make in our lives and where we end up because of it. We do have, you know, there's a couple of fun pop culture songs on the album, but in general, it does revolve around death. I'll give you a couple examples of the later I was talking about. We have a song called Lipstick, and I wrote that song to pay homage to the women in our scene and how they're always at the shows. They're in the front row. They're the ones who bring the crowds of guys. They're women, the center of life. But we wrote a song specifically for them, and we wanted it to be upbeat and fun. So it's more of a, I don't know if you could really say there is a version of pop for metal, but it is more of an upbeat version of what we do. Like, we are crossover thrash, so there's no rounded edges to our music, but this song was supposed to be something that everybody could get into if they had never heard our band.
Correct. No, that sounds very interesting. And you know, you wouldn't be the first band to try to do kind of a different, you know, kind of genre, just to expand your, you know, your reach. So, you know.
Oh man, you got to play what you feel at the time, and that's just what comes out. Don't get me wrong, I love Slayer. They are absolutely still my favorite band. But when you grab the South of Heaven album and listen to how slow and heavy it was compared to Angel of Death, it's equally as good, but in a different way.
Correct.
And that's just what we were trying to push with that specific song.
Yeah. No, I hear you. And yes, you are absolutely right. It's still, like you said, it's still the same, yeah, genre, but it's still, it's just perform or whatever the proper words are, you know, are, it's a little different, but it's the same but different. The same. Oh, that's cool. Okay, so now let's go to the beautiful promotion of the album. So have you been able to win out already? Are you going to start the tour? What are the plans? And I guess if you can share some dates, that would be awesome too.
We do have a few dates coming up. We are actually playing a show at a festival here in Fort McMurray this Friday night. We're headlining the Friday night slot of Rock the Rails. It's a two-day, basically a punk rock metal music fest, skateboard competition up here. But we're doing Friday night there. And then the following weekend, we're playing another show in Alberta in Medicine Hat. We are doing the second night of the Alternative Waves Music Fest. So those will be our two Alberta shows this month. And following that, we are heading over to Saskatchewan. I don't really want to say the cities or the lineup because the posters are not out yet, but if you're listening from Saskatchewan, you'll catch us this June.
Sounds good. Yeah, we can, you know, whenever you have posters or dates ready, just, you know, send them our way, and we can also share them in the Facebook page and all that. So
right on. Yeah, we'll get on that. We actually split our tour up this year. We're doing the second leg in August. We'll be back in Saskatchewan. We're playing a couple shows throughout Alberta, and the one poster that is out, we will be finishing the tour off in Lethbridge with the Ripcords on August the 4th.
There you go. Perfect. And where can they find, you know, merchandise or songs or news or, yeah, where can they find more about Supermodal Taxidermy?
If you want to dive into the band, we are on all of the socials. You can find us on our Facebook, Instagram. We even have TikTok, so you don't have to look too hard to find us. But if you want to support the band and you're looking for the album, you can pick up a copy at Supermodal Taxidermy at Bandcamp.
Perfect. And I forgot to ask in the beginning about this, but well, I think the order is okay. So the band name, how did the band name came upon?
I was looking for a name for this band before I even kicked the project out the door, and I couldn't come up with anything. And my buddy threw this name at me as a more or less a joke. But when I heard it, it kind of captivated me because the words Supermodal Taxidermy to me represent just a kick to the face for everything in society that tries to portray an image of what I see the world as not being. Like, if you look at like the fashion and the beauty industry with runway models and like magazine covers portraying how somebody should look, like that's bullshit. That's not the way the real world is. So for me to have a supermodel taxidermy was kind of like a big F you. We do things our way, and it's not fake. We're down to earth, and we sing about some really heavy topics that need to be looked at. It just made sense.
Yep. No, I hear you. Exactly. Yeah, that is not, you define it extremely, extremely well. That is not real life. for sure. So that's great. That's great. I'm always curious about a band's name because, yeah, I've heard so many that it's super. I should write a book, you know, about it, because it's, some are funny, some are a joke, some are an accident, some are like, you know, super thought and investigated into for weeks and months. I mean, I get everything. So that's amazing. I always like to hear these stories about how the band name came about. So, so thank you for sharing. And so thank you. Thank you very much, Sean, for being with us tonight. I'm not sure if we left anything out that you would like to share or comment.
Just take care of each other. We're living in a funny time, and the world's hard enough as it is. You never know what someone's going through. Just be kind to each other. You know, nobody gets out alive. Let's have some fun doing it.
Yes. Yeah, I hear you exactly. Yeah, we should be understanding and patient and all that, which, as you say, the world has kind of forgot about it for quite a few years now, unfortunately. Well, thank you very much for being with us. Thank you for, you know, all the little back and forth we went to to get you on the show. But I really, really appreciate it. Thank you very much for being with us tonight.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, Antonio. Thanks for having me on.
All right. Cheers. Thank you very much. All right. And now let's continue with the metal music here at the Metal Meltdown.
This is Sean with Supermodel Taxidermy, and you're listening to the Metal Meltdown, CJSF 90.1 FM.